So how do you take your photos? Do you spend time putting them in an album? Or are all your photos only stored in some sort of digital format now? Andy Robertson is technology expert and runs the YouTube channel. Andy, great to have you with us. Good morning to you.
Hello.
How do you take your photos?
It is mostly on a smartphone. It's not with a traditional camera. And we have so many. The problem is, if you've got a family taking pictures, you have thousands.
What do you do with them once you've taken them?
So we subscribe to a service that scoops up all our pictures and keeps them safe online. So it sort of puts them into the cloud. And a nice part of that means that we can have a digital picture frame in our living room, and it pulls down pictures at random. So we do see them, but we don't print them out like we used to.
Okay. So you would you never print? Are there any circumstances under which you would print a hard copy of a photo now, Andy?
Something we started doing is for special occasions, like weddings or sort of family trips to different countries, is using these services where you can create a nice printed book that you pump in your pictures and it creates like a coffee table sort of piece of material that you can pick up and read and show to friends.
Do you have to tell them which of the photos, or is it sort of selected by whoever's, by a computer or by somebody who's putting that book together?
You pick out the photos and then send it to the service, and it puts it together in a nice format. So it's kind of similar, but like I was saying, we don't do that printing them out and then sort of leafing through them. But I think it's still important to look back at the pictures you've taken. It's just we do it in different ways now.
Yeah. Do you not miss? I mean, I was saying earlier on that when I go around to my mum and dad's, if I'm around there for a day or two, at some point I will inevitably open the cupboard at the top of the wardrobe, pull out the old box, and it's a milk tray chocolate box from the 1970s or 80s. And in there is just the most random collection of photographs, and just sit and leaf through them. To me, that has its own charm. Is there anyone in your family who still has those boxes of photographs that you can go and indulge in?
I think the children's grandparents and my parents have those boxes still, sort of back from yesteryear. But that's not something we have for our own family. I guess the sort of the modern equivalent is we have this photo stream that's curated. So if we want to find a picture now, it's much easier. We can put in either the location or the date. Perhaps we're having a conversation about a family trip somewhere. And actually, as long as I've got my phone with me, wherever I am, I can pull up a picture, even if it's 10, 20 years ago, just by the sort of the location it was tagged with. So it's different. I think that sentimentality is going to stay with us, but I think probably how we access those pictures is going to change. Mm.
We didn't used to take selfies, did we? Do we take too many?
Well, we probably do take too many selfies, but I think what the problem is that stops us taking normal pictures. So that sort of eye of taking a picture, not just for selfies, but pictures that we will then share on social media, means we don't just take those family snaps that are just to capture the moment because something nice is happening. We sort of capture it to share. And that, looking back at the pictures that my family have taken, there's a different kind of a different photographer's eye to them than there used to be. So there's fewer snaps and they're all kind of slightly more sort of curated and ready to share on Facebook.
Okay, I mean, that's an interesting question to ask. Why do we take the photos we take? And I think that the guy who invented the digital camera technology was making the point that in a lot of cases, selfies are about just proving you were somewhere.
Yeah, it's kind of almost scoring points, isn't it? The way to prove where you were. Like you see people at concerts, they're not watching the stage. In fact, they're facing away and they're taking a picture with their camera so that they're in the shot. And it's kind of becoming important to prove, like you're saying, to prove we're there rather than just capture the moment for ourselves. Yeah. I think that's a good question, is who is this picture for? Is it for our sort of wider community online, or is it something that our family are going to enjoy?
Yeah.
And I think it's important to sort of think about that, not just in terms of do we print or keep them digital, but how are pictures functioning in our lives? And are we spending that same time? So if we're not printing them out and putting them in an album, still take that time to think about how we're going to enjoy the digital pictures in the same way.
Yeah. I'm just looking through my Facebook page as we're talking, and the same chap who posted a photograph of himself, a selfie yesterday, and said he never ceases to be amazed by how fat his head is, also posted photographs of his birthday meal, which looks like sushi. That one really bugs me. Why do people post photographs of their dinner on social media?
I think it is, again, that trying to capture the moment. And a meal is something that, you know, it arrives and you're excited about and you want to capture it before it's gone. But actually, the reality of seeing someone else's food, unless it's a very well shot picture, Usually it's not actually that appetizing.
I wasn't even completely sure if it was. I'm just scrolling down. There's lots of memes. I'm just trying to see if anybody else has posted any interesting photographs on here. Quite often it's people's children. And I have to be honest with you, the whole kind of, and I've been guilty of this, the brag, look at what my kid's doing. Isn't my kid great?
Yeah, I think, again, it's looking at why we're taking those pictures. And something I'm trying to do in my family is just to take pictures that aren't for an outside audience, but are something that we will come back and look at so that we've got a wider range. And on the iPhone, it's quite interesting because you can look at pictures by category. And one of those categories is the selfie category. So any pictures that have been taken by that front-facing camera. And you can see over the years, the number of those pictures in that category has grown. And so I'm kind of keen to think about that and not just absentmindedly sort of wander into just always taking pictures for Facebook and actually take the pictures I want to.
Yeah.
Because as a dad, I want to remember moments I'm having with my kids just because they're great moments, not because I need to score points or share them somewhere.
Best photograph you've taken then in recent weeks or months? What's the one you think, that was a belter?
Well, actually, I've been impressed with some features on the new smartphones that... they do a trick that makes your pictures look as if they've been taken with a sort of a high-end SLR camera. And so there's a picture of my daughter. We were Christmas shopping and I used this feature. And all the comments, actually, it was one I shared. And all the comments were, wow, you must have an amazing camera. Mm. But actually, I just pulled out my smartphone and it had done this clever effect without me even having to do any sort of after processing. I think I just posted it.
There are lots of effects though, aren't there?
Nicely.
Okay, so that one I get it made it look like a higher quality photo, but I don't get the ones where people suddenly have dog's ears or, you know, or whiskers. And what's the point of that?
I think there's a novelty that the app has done that immediately. So
right.
I think the person who's shared those pictures is kind of showing them to sort of say, look how funny I look. But also, that's the sort of thing you'd normally have to go to some sort of graphic artist or sort of film effects artist to do in the past. And we've got that technology on our iPhone or our whatever, you know, Android device we've got. And so there's that access to those sorts of effects, which previously we didn't. And it's the novelty. And I think that will kind of wear off and we'll look back at those pictures.
So.
And those aren't the ones we're going to share and print out, are they?
I really hope so. The other one that was really popular, I'd say about 4 or 5 years ago, was that, do you remember the miniaturization effect?
Yeah, that had a particular name, didn't it?
I don't know what it was called.
It was a model.
Yeah. I quite liked those, but everyone gorged on that effect for a while.
Yeah, and then we sort of move on. And you see that, those sorts of trends in photography, you know, with the professional photographers. But that's happening now. We're all kind of seeing ourselves as, you know, people can take really good quality pictures. And so that some of those trends filter down to the sort of more general public. And so I think that's just something that's always happened. And we're just now able to do that ourselves rather than having to go to a photo studio to get, you know, a particular style of photo.
Andy, great to talk to you this morning. Thanks so much for your time.